Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Spring is a critical time to control weeds and alfalfa, especially for thin field stands older than 4 years. If interseeding forages such as oats or rotating to an alternative crop are not viable options for thin fields, then the next strategy may be to control grassy weeds while they're still small. When weeds grow faster than stressed alfalfa, the seedlings are robbed of moisture, nutrients, and light. Left uncontrolled, the weeds can thin stands, weaken fields, and lower yields. For broadleaf weeds, mowing may be an option while the alfalfa is growing slowly. Adjust mowing height so several leaves remain on the seedlings after clipping to aid in alfalfa regrowth. However, mower clippings may smother the young alfalfa seedlings, then alternative herbicide application may still be your best weed control option. For Roundup Ready tolerant varieties, glyphosate application sprayed in early spring can assist the alfalfa in effectively overcoming emerging weeds. For new alfalfa stands, Eptan, Balin, DF, and Trust are labeled. Post-emergent herbicides for seedling alfalfa include AIM, Moxie 2E, Post Buctral Raptor, Select Max, Prowl H2O, Warrant, Pursuit Metribution, Arrow Glyphosate, and Buctral 200. For established alfalfa, labeled broadleaf and grassy herbicides include AIM, Moxie 2E, Buctral Chateau, Gramoxone, Carmex, Metribution, Prowl H2O, Treflan Arrow, MCPA Amine, Warrant Glyphosate, and Velpar. Remember that improved herbicide effectiveness begins with applying the products while the weeds are less than 4 inches tall. More weed control herbicide comparisons are available in the 2025 Extension publication EC-130 Guide for Weed Disease and Insect Management in Nebraska. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Irrigation Crops and Forage Educator Todd Whitney.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.